Cubberty on 2FM with Super Value Travel Insurance. Holidaying at home or abroad? Don't worry about a thing with Great Value Travel Insurance at supervalue.ie.
And we all probably have a certain image in our heads when we think of these bikini competitions that they're called at one end of the scale. Well, you've got the intense, hugely muscled, fake tan, steroid-heavy bodybuilding, and at the other end is the uber-feminine Miss World pageant. So in front of me now is a woman who takes part in the sort of fitness competitions that lie somewhere in the middle of these two extremes, and she has built up a huge online following of women who want to be just like her. Sarah Dunn is known as the Irish Fit Chick, and she joins us today to talk about her dedication to fitness and what these competitions are really like. Good morning, Sarah.
Good morning, Ryan.
And thank you for coming in to see us today.
No problem. Thank you.
So, why do you think your blog has attracted such a following? What do you think the interest is?
I think people are interested in finding out how I maybe achieved the body that I have. And I think they see me as being a little more authentic than maybe some other online gurus or, you know, girls that project this image of being perfect all the time. And I'm just not like that. You know, I like try and keep it real, basically.
Okay, so how do you pursue the reality? I mean, what is it that you're doing?
I just try and like basically encourage balance. Like, everyone's heard of that phrase. I think it's kind of overused, everything in moderation.
Yes.
But it's true. Everything can be achieved in moderation. You can, you know, lead a healthy, fit lifestyle, and you can still have a good time and still be social and still have fun. You know, it is kind of like finding that balance and then being able to sustain it your whole life.
So you don't have to sacrifice social life. And unfortunately, I've seen it happen time and time again. You don't have to sacrifice, as so many people do, your personality.
No.
No, it happens.
You reckon?
Yeah, that people become kind of gym bunnies, which is really boring.
Yeah, okay. No, I think that's boring.
It's boring to hear about.
I think people can become a little bit obsessed, especially in the beginning. Look, I get it. You know, it's like it's an interest, and then people love it and they want to tell everyone about it. But then I think they ease off, you know what I mean? Or else they just give it up.
Or they just do it privately.
It's too extreme. Yeah, exactly. Whereas I think it's kind of like, well, you can still be healthy and fit. You don't have to go on and on about it. You know what I mean?
But your blog means that you're allowed to, because you're telling people
how to achieve that. Obviously, I have an audience that want to hear about it. But at the same time, I'm like, look, you can meet in the middle.
Okay, how old are you now?
I'm 27.
And what age did you start thinking about getting into the body beautiful or body perfect?
Well, I mean, I would have discovered fitness a good few years ago now, probably when I was originally studying commerce in UCD. And I remember just seeing photos of these fitness girls and being like, how do they look at like
fitness
that?
Gurus, is that what you call
no,
them?
No, girls. Like
girls.
Fitness models or like, you
is
know.
Is there such a thing? Is that it? Like fitness?
Fitness models, absolutely.
I don't understand. What is that?
Well, it's all over social media now. A fitness model is someone who you'd see on the cover of like Women's Health or even like Oxygen magazine. That's another example of a fitness magazine. You see them, you know, promoting supplements and that kind of stuff.
What are they?
Fitness models. I think fitness models are great because they're kind of like more achievable for your average girl. Like, I'm quite a short lady. I'm only 5'3". I could never be a catwalk model, you know, but fitness modeling for me is something that's kind of achievable because I can control how I look through diet and exercise. And I don't have to have like perfect looks, you know. But I remember looking at these girls when I was younger and being like, I just couldn't comprehend how they look that way. I just couldn't grasp, how do they have these flat stomachs? How could I do it? I don't know how to achieve that.
Yeah.
So I basically just tried to educate myself and looked into it and became very interested in it, decided to become a personal trainer. And then it went from there, launched the Facebook page, Irish Fit Chick, launched my website, irishfitchick.com. And then suddenly people were like, oh, this girl's, she's kind of cool. Like, you know.
Yeah, it's an enormous self-confidence that you'd call your website Irish Fit Chick.
You put yourself out there. Yeah,
well,
I know. That's kind of tongue-in-cheek though.
I appreciate that, okay. Because the word fit has two connotations, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, there's a kind of an English, you say she's well fit. And then there's the
I'm fit
because I'm Irish and fit.
You know?
So it can work both ways, can't it?
Yeah.
So you did commerce in UCD.
I started commerce in UCD, Ryan.
And?
I did not. I got caught up in fitness and I decided to just pursue that instead.
Okay, and was that the right thing to do
in
retrospect? It definitely
was. For me personally, no. Stay in school, kids.
Stay in school, kids. Yeah, yeah. See it all through. Because
yeah.
I didn't.
Yeah.
But you did get to, you did. So you abandoned your degree to pursue the fitness story.
Yes,
and when did it start to take legs or what have you?
I guess when I started blogging and like posting and conversing through social media yeah. and just kind of talking to people and giving them the information that I felt was misinformed out there. You know, that there is a lot of misinformation that's circulating in the media.
About what to eat and what
about to... About what to eat and how to diet so that it's sustainable and healthy, and also how to train for the look that I think a lot of women want to train for yeah. versus what they think they're going to get. Like, for example, weight training. I'm a big fan of weight training, but I think there's a lot of misinformation out there and I'm trying to clear that up.
Okay, so you're saying that some people should, if you're doing weight training, you should train a certain way rather than what some
I think
people
that
suggesting.
People think that if they pick up dumbbells that they're going to instantly wake up the next day looking like, you know, a female bodybuilder. Yeah. And that's just not the case at all, you know. It's painfully slow to try and put on muscle. And I've been training for years and years and years. And as people who are following my Facebook page will see, I'm still quite small, you know.
Yes, in terms
like
of...
Like toned, I think you call it, you know. Yeah. Which I think most, I can't speak for everyone, but most women would like to achieve that look versus a more muscular look that they think they would get.
Okay, and yeah, you're kind of into the bodybuilding yeah. type look where you wouldn't know whether it was really a man or a woman sometimes.
Yeah,
and I don't mean to be mean when I say that.
No,
it's just
I know
that sometimes
you're not trying to be mean,
there's a terrible femininity deficit sometimes in the bid for it.
I think that the look that I guess promote or that I like for myself and I think that my followers would like for themselves is more, you know, your toned and fit girl rather than, yeah, someone who's maybe lost a little bit of femininity.
Do you enter competitions?
I do.
So competitions to be what? To be the best what?
Yeah, competitions to, well, really, I'm going to be super cheesy and say the best version of yourself. Like,
no, but if I was to look up online the competition that you are in, what do I look up?
Well, Bikini Fitness. So,
all right.
Bikini Fitness.
I better not be looking that up. That would be a bit.
No, yeah, maybe not your category.
No. Go on.
Bikini Fitness is what I do. So, it's kind of like the best way I describe it is kind of like a fitness beauty pageant.
All right, okay.
Yeah, kind of something for, I guess it's an achievable look for just your normal girl who likes to keep fit, goes to the gym, and. It, you know, it's quite sassy and fun, and it is kind of like a pageant in the sense that you go out and be on stage, and yes, you're compared against other girls, but really you're just trying to bring your best yourself.
There's the amount of people having ragegasms now listening to you, they're furious that you'd be, you know, like on a meat market. You know, they're going to be straight on saying you can't be doing that in 2015, it's sexist and it's embarrassing for women, and you're just putting yourself out there.
No, I don't think so.
And on and on and on.
It's a bit of fun. That's what it is. You know, for me, it's like I did sports in school. That was something that I had as a goal and I enjoyed doing. Left school, didn't have anything to concentrate on, like being in the gym, and this was something for me to focus on, and it was a goal of mine, and it kept me, I guess, determined.
And you don't mind people judging your body? I mean, you're putting yourself out there to be judged by...
I totally get that. Yeah, look, I mean, I think there is a certain confidence that comes with it. And I always describe bikini fitness as something that's quite sassy.
Right.
You know, like you go out and you're just like, hey, you know, and you're doing your quarter turns and you're doing what's called a T-walk. So you're like walking from one end of the stage to the next. And yes, you're judged, but it really is all in good fun. I think some people take it a little bit seriously. And then some people like me are maybe just not casual about it, but certainly just see it as a good bit of fun and something to train for and an opportunity to meet other like-minded girls, which is brilliant.
And is it judged by women or men?
It's judged by both. By women and
men.
Our head judge is a female.
Is it international or just British and Ireland?
Well, the Irish federation that I would compete with, it depends on the federation.
Sure.
The federation I compete with is the ORIBBF. So you can look at their stuff on ORIBBF.ie, I think. But it is an international thing. Like, I mean, when people think of bodybuilding, they obviously think of Arnold Schwarzenegger. So it's kind of like, it's in the same league as that, but obviously it is the female, much more toned down, like I said, a lot more pageanty side of it.
Are you orangey?
We are.
Do you paint up and
all
that?
We are painted, right?
Are you?
Yeah, we do get re-tanned. I think, again, people are like, why are they so tan? Why do they need to put on so much face tan?
It's really unattractive, though.
I think it's more unattractive when you're off stage. I think when you're on stage, the whole point of wearing the tan is that it doesn't wash you out because the stage lights are very bright. Now, again, I think you think of bodybuilding.
I'm not buying that now,
sir. You think of bodybuilding, you think of they're even more tan, okay? For us, for the girls, again, it's kind of more, you know, you wear the tan so that the light reflects off your tone and, you look... I guess you kind of look airbrushed in a way.
Is that you?
That's me. Yeah.
I wouldn't recognize you in that.
Oh, thanks.
No, because you look like a kind of an off-duty ballerina today, but you look like an Amazonian huntress.
Well, it is kind of like an alter ego, I think, in a way.
It
is. That's why it's fun.
Because your hair is all stripped back.
Yeah, you've got a Texas hair. Texas hair.
Now on this one.
Yeah, like a big hair.
No, but now today.
Oh, today I'm just normal Sarah.
It could be Margot Fonteyn.
Yeah,
or something. And yet in this it's like Zena.
Yeah. You know?
What's Texas hair?
Texas hair is like, you know, you think of Texas women and they have this like pageant hair, huge hair, back combed, like because it makes you look even smaller and little and you know. Tight and toned.
And this picture, is that you on the beach?
That's me on the beach when I was younger. Right. So there's a picture of me on the left there and I will be, I guess, quite lean. Like I was little, I had dieted and I had lost weight, but I hadn't weight trained. So the difference between the picture on the left and on the right is what weight training can basically do for your body.
And a considerably smaller bikini, I think.
And a considerably smaller bikini.
Unless you burst through. But do you not, for some people, mm-hmm. I'll put it to you and you can say, who cares, I don't. But maybe the one can be too ripped and that actually the more natural look
and
is more attractive.
That's totally fine. Like, I think everyone's entitled to their opinion. Like, if I base my own value off what everyone else thought, I'd be pulled in all different directions.
Wouldn't you?
You know? So it's really what you want, how you feel comfortable, how you feel confident. And I think a lot of girls like that look and a lot of girls don't, and that's okay.
It's 25 to 11 now. So have you been to the gym or have you done any training this morning?
No, I have not. I will.
And
I'll go later.
Have you eaten this morning?
I have.
What did you eat? Did you like half a chicken? And you know, I remember interviewing people about this. There was like half a chicken, a protein shake, and 18 eggs.
No, I had a pretty typical, I guess, fit breakfast.
Tell me.
My porridge, and I put a little bit of protein powder through and some peanut butter on top.
Yeah.
And I had a coffee.
And a coffee.
Which I love.
A regular coffee.
Yeah, or just like Americano.
Okay, but not fit girl coffee.
What's fit girl coffee, Ryan?
I thought there might be special coffee for to keep you toned.
No.
You're allowed to have a regular punter
that's
coffee.
That's cute. No,
I'm just wondering. Okay, now, what about, you said like dating and weight gain, the two go hand in hand. What does that mean?
I think that when you start dating someone new, you're obviously bonding with them, you're going out, you're eating more, you might be drinking more. You're doing everything that you'd normally do, like, you know, having lunch and breakfast and going to work. Plus now you're suddenly going out on dates and you're doing a lot more, I guess, like eating, ingesting calories, whether it's through food or drink or both, really. And suddenly you're like, why am I gaining weight? What's going on? And I think, you know, it pays sometimes to be aware, have fun, but just to be aware that it you're actually scientifically more likely to put on weight in the first, I think it's like first couple of months of a new relationship.
Are you?
Yeah.
Because what, you're just eating so much together?
Because you're being courted or you're courting, you know, and it tends to involve going out.
Should fit boys and fit girls, and I use that in the expression that you mean it, are they quite good together or would you... are you better not having somebody in the same
protein
shake world?
I think maybe I would have thought that a few years ago that, you know, only another person who's really into fitness would understand me.
Yeah.
I don't think that's true. I think that if there's respect there and you can have that balance and you can have fun and you can go out, it's totally up to you, up to you. Just because I eat a certain way and maybe go to the gym doesn't mean that I have to force my partner to do that.
So it's the carnivore and the vegetarian. You can still be together.
Absolutely.
Just order differently off the menu.
Absolutely, yeah. You're your own person, you know.
A lot of people listening today now might have been out on the tear at the weekend.
Yeah.
At a wedding or whatever. Just a regular tear.
Mm-hmm.
So
the regular tear.
The regular tear.
The regular tear.
How can you strike a balance then between, say, being healthy on nights out and not being boring and dull company?
Well, I think... First of all, you do have to be aware that going out and drinking, you know, if your goal is going to be fat loss, it is going to interfere, okay?
Mm.
But at the same time, is it realistic that you could never go out? No, not at all. So to strike a balance, I would just little tips like just make sure that maybe you eat really well that day, don't go out on an empty stomach, and just make, you know, the best choices that you can with the alcoholic beverages that you choose. Yeah. So like I remember saying to one of the girls a while ago, I used to always drink Long Island iced teas.
Yes.
Love them. Like they're alcoholic. I got a buzz off them. I thought they tasted great. But they're also extremely calorie dense. And I'm like, why am I putting on weight? I couldn't understand it. I didn't understand that there were calories in drinks.
Yeah.
Like I just didn't get it.
So you moved
and
off that.
I've moved on from that. And I might choose something like a glass of red wine or a vodka lime soda or something that doesn't have a lot of ingredients in it, or you know, it is a mix with something.
Okay, so do your homework if you want to keep an eye on the booze and calories.
Like, because you can totally go out and have fun, and you can still kind of strike that balance, like I talked about before.
If people were to sign up to irishfitchick.com, what could they expect to find?
Well, I basically run these online challenges.
Yeah.
So I'm going to be starting my next online challenge for summer, and the enrollment will begin on May 22nd, which is Friday week. Yep, and it's an 8-week online course where I basically have, it's for women, an online community. I provide guidelines for nutrition, exercise, and the support is there for everyone. We have a private Facebook group, and we can all kind of get together and help each other to do it.
Okay, well, obviously, I did it the last one for 8 weeks, hence my figure today, and it worked a treat, so well done.
It did, thank you. You can get it on, just so I make sure everyone knows how to access it, on the website, which is irishfitchick.com.
Yes.
And you can sign up through there.
Well, let's do a picture for our Facebook page so people will see what you look like and see what the fit chick thing is all about.
Yeah, what it's all about.
Sarah, it's been lovely to see you. Thanks for coming in to talk to us.
My pleasure. Thank you
Sarah
so much,
Dunn,
Ryan.
Live in studio.